Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa enjoys cooler breezes, perfect for a quiet evening stroll. The southern city of Eilat remains warm, as expected for this time of year. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu orders IDF to strike Lebanon forcefully, after Hezbollah ceasefire violations, Ynet reports from earlier today. Also, anger rises in Kiryat Shmona as classes continue despite threats, according to Walla just coming in now. Also, this hour, after Hezbollah's violations, the IDF targeted military use buildings in southern Lebanon last night. Israel Hayom Hebrew informs us. Separately, the IDF killed terrorists in Lebanon amid ongoing ceasefire violations by Hezbollah, JNS noted in earlier reporting. And finally, a fragile truce in northern Israel faces more tests with Hezbollah's rocket fire, as I-24 News reported. Here's what people are saying online. A European news account mentioned that after Hezbollah launched suicide drones at northern Israel today, the Israeli Air Force responded with airstrikes in southern Lebanon just now. The Times of Israel shared that the government has reportedly refused to boost air defense funds after recent Iranian attacks, in a post from earlier today. Samantha Etos, a commentator, summarized major developments, including Hezbollah's ceasefire breach and Trump's canceled trip to Pakistan, in a post from earlier today. Now for more on those stories, starting with the strikes on Lebanon. Earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu directed the IDF to respond forcefully to violations by Hezbollah. This comes after two rockets from Lebanon targeted the Galilee Panhandle. The Times of Israel highlights the escalating tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, raising concerns over regional stability. Turning to the situation in Kiryat Shmona, residents express anger as schools remain open despite threats of conflict. Walla reports that locals feel their safety is compromised as military actions intensify. The community's frustration could pressure officials to reconsider current safety measures. Meanwhile, the IDF's operation targeting Hezbollah buildings in Lebanon took place last night. Israel Hayom Hebrew notes these buildings had military purposes. That strike comes hours after Hezbollah's ceasefire violations. The operation aims to weaken Hezbollah's capabilities, but the risk of further escalation remains. On the economic front, first, Israelis are rushing to buy dollars, causing a nationwide shortage as the exchange rate dips below 3 shekels, according to Ynet Business earlier today. Separately, cybersecurity experts believe the Mythos incident is merely a blip, urging CISOs to accelerate solutions, CTEC shared from earlier reporting. And finally, Strauss faces significant financial impact from a salmonella scandal, with insurance covering around 300 million shekels, Israel Hayom Business reports from earlier today. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.